Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, journalist Jane Cowan described her recent girls' holiday as an Aperol-fueled girlhood pilgrimage to Italy. Sounds perfect, doesn't it? So how special are girls' holidays and how have they changed between the generations? Well, Jane is with me now alongside author and broadcaster Lucy Kennedy on the line. Good afternoon to both of you.
Good afternoon.
Oh, good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Afternoon, Lucy. It's the afternoon now.
Yeah, I get very confused with my life.
Sit tight for a moment, Lucy. I'm going to bring Jane in because she's going to talk about this article that literally made us laugh. Jane, in the Irish Examiner, describing your latest girls' holiday. Tell us about the article, first of all.
Well, I think I was just away and, you know, it's such a special experience being on a girls' holiday, you know. It is actually a little bit like a pilgrimage. We sort of become this, like, we develop a sort of hive mindset where we're kind of, everything we do is in the interest of the group. You know, like, no one goes to the bathroom alone. If we're showering in the morning, like, the girl who needs the most hair drying time, she goes first. And it's just, honestly, a fantastic experience.
It is the most sensible, organised. Like, if one needs a pee, we all do it. It's like a women's nightclub bathroom on steroids.
Yeah.
Inside our accommodation, we live like a commune. Toiletries are shared, clothes are swapped, and the nicest bed is rotated. In the mornings, hold on for this now. We laughed out loud because it's so true. We organise the shower schedule in order of hair length, drying time, and conditioning needs. I mean, this is a considerate group of girls, Jane.
It is, and it's lovely. Like, I count myself... moments like these, I'm so glad that I'm a girl and I get to experience this. It's like, genuinely, one of my friends forgot conditioner and she was about to go to the shop to buy it, and I was like kind of insulted that she wouldn't borrow mine. And like, it's just sort of that for the whole trip.
It's that
just, like,
vibe,
taking care of each other.
Yes, minding each other. Lucy Kennedy, you've written a
my
book about it.
My friends aren't like that at all. Yeah, my friends are not. My friends are feral.
They share
steal
nothing.
My wine. They share nothing. They steal my wine. They take all my clothes. No.
Well, now, in fairness, I didn't say I was sharing wine.
No, she's not sharing wine either, actually. She's drawn the line at that. Yeah. Lucy, The Mini Breakers is your latest book, and this is your first foray into an adult novel.
I know. How grown up of me.
How grown up until you read it, and then you realise it's actually filled with fun and madness, and we'd expect nothing less. But tell us, the inspiration obviously comes from many a girl holiday.
Oh, God, yeah. Absolutely. And we've been barred from restaurants, cities, you name it. But it was two summers ago. I was sitting on a Sun Lounger at like 7 a.m. I got up really early because I have to have a Sun Lounger on holidays. And it was quite a busy hotel. And I was just sitting there, literally myself and the pool boy at 7 a.m. And I started writing. I was kind of looking at different friends coming down, you know, after brekkie and families and stuff. And I just thought of myself and my own pals and just the crack the girls have when they're together, in that we just regress and we become so silly and immature. And I started writing The Mini Breakers on my phone. And then obviously then when my children came down with Rich, I'd kind of put it down and then sneakily, if I thought of anything else, kind of type it in. But it was inspired basically on my friends. Now, loosely inspired, because they are looking for commission, and good luck to them.
Yeah.
If they think they're going to get
and
anything.
You don't want
you know
anyone to
are.
Take offence either, obviously.
No.
But I think the key to the girls' holiday, and I think every girl, no matter what age, no matter what generation, will relate to this. There are the different personalities, Lucy, aren't there? There's the organiser, there's the busy one, there's the one who doesn't even know what city they're landing in. You know, there's the drama queen.
Yes.
And that's the perfect recipe, I think, isn't it?
I think so, definitely. And once you have the common denominator, which is friendship, and with the Mini Breakers, in their case, it was history. They've all known each other since first year in school, so that's 13. And when you've kind of grown up with girls, I always say, you know, even if you have in life one strong female friendship, she will get you through life.
Mm-hmm.
The trials and tribulations of marriage and separation or fertility issues or having children or loss and work and everything that comes with life. If you have a good female friend, you're laughing.
Oh, I absolutely agree. Jane has in her article here, there's nothing that a good rant and being told that you've never gone wrong in your life can't solve, in my experience. Sharing our darkest secrets over a spritz and being met with such phrases as, you were always too good for him. No, you're totally in the right. It's that reinforcement we need, is it?
No, absolutely. Yes. Like, this is just... these are like the essence of the girls' holiday. You're not criticizing any of your friends. They're always right about everything. Like every boy is in the wrong. I've never given the advice that, oh, maybe you shouldn't have said that.
You wouldn't. You just
never.
Placate.
But that's just not how we do things.
Yeah. Just tell them they're all right all the time. Is Absolutely. That the same for you, Lucy?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Big time. Well, like the husbands are always in the wrong. Like, let's be honest, guys, you know?
But that's a given, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. But I think, again, it's just that, and when you respect each other and you love each other and you have each other's back and, you know, a strong female friendship is, it's for life, right? And especially if you have friends who you've known since before you got married, you know, they love you before then and they're going to love you after.
Oh, completely.
So
I agree.
Like the Gooseberry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lucy, someone's just texted in to say, hi, Anna, I'm sitting in my garden sunbathing and reading Lucy's book, which arrived yesterday. It's absolutely brilliant.
Oh,
isn't that
God.
So nice to hear?
Yes. Now, I hope they're in a bikini drinking a glass of Pinot Grigio. Because that's what I would
We'll
be
get
doing
a follow-up
if
we're still on air. If they can do that quickly and let us know, she would love to know what you're drinking and wearing while you read it.
Penny's bikini, please.
Luce, do you think there's a sweet spot in terms of the number for a perfect girls' holiday? How many girls on the holiday?
I'm going to go with 5.
Yeah.
And then me as the 6th. I think 6 is enough. I think any more than that, and you can't really get into the nitty-gritty of everybody's life at the moment. Because when you think about it, especially when you have children, like there's children, there's husbands, there's work, there's family, there's so many subjects to cover. There's always drama with somebody. So I think any more than 6 of you as a group, you just don't really get stuck in enough.
Yeah. And the revelations that follow are just incredible, aren't they? After a few glasses of wine or whatever.
It's such food for the soul. Like, I adore my husband, Richie, and I adore my children. But nothing beats a girl's holiday where you just get sick laughing. You know, you go through 2 inhalers and you just feel so much support. And you feel better. And it's that feeling of, yeah, really, are you the same? Good, you know? It's that connection that boys just don't have with us.
Yeah. Well, boys have a different holiday. Jane explains that in her article as well. And I think it's probably quite accurate, actually. I don't even bother packing toothpaste on a girl's holiday, as I know someone will have brought it. Oh, my God, that text is me.
Totally.
Every time you go, someone will have the toothpaste.
Yes.
I have 3 friends. We travel so well together. We've done 3 continents and we laugh our way through it all. Lucy, what do you think is the perfect city for the city break? Where are you going for the best spot, best location?
Summer hot. Definitely summer hot. I don't think you can go wrong. I think Albufeira. I think Albufeira is a good spot. Family friendly, guaranteed the weather. And somewhere kind of cheap and cheerful. I'm not a posh person. I generally kind of go for somewhere where I'm guaranteed the heat and cheap wine.
She's down and dirty. The cheaper, the better.
I am down and dirty, aren't I?
Let me bring Jane in, because her description of the Italian lifestyle that she was happy to get down with is just brilliant. Jane, tell us about the Italians being obsessed with their digestion.
Oh, yeah. So you're not, you know, we all hear this, you're not supposed to order a cappuccino after 11 a.m. Because there's too much milk and that's bad for your digestion. But then you spend the rest of the day, you know, indulging in spritzes and pastas with cheese and gelato and all the rest of it. After dinner, they give you a digestive shot of limoncello. And this is really my perfect idea of health.
Oh, they just do it so right, don't they? Lucy, we have a follow-up to the person reading in the Sun. I'm having an iced coffee in a short sundress, full of sun cream.
Take it off. 26 degrees. Take it off.
You don't need your sundress, but enjoy the read and the iced coffee. Give us a quick picture of what you would consider your typical lad's holiday of your generation, Jane.
God, I mean, I feel like they probably don't even see each other very much after the flight. They might meet up in a kebab shop or the pub in the evening, but like the lads are just kind of off doing their thing. And if they run into each other, that's great. But it's just not the same as the girls' trip.
It's so different, isn't it?
No.
And you're Gen Z.
Yeah.
So your take on a lad's holiday, or what you imagine it to be. I'm no expert, but in my nightmares, I would imagine a lad's holiday is a haze of kebab shops, pints and running into each other at speed or something.
I don't know what boys get up to, but like... Honestly, when I look at it, it seems something like that.
Yeah, well, if you take the pints out of it, it's like my sitting room, to be honest with you, on any given day. Yeah. And I don't think the lads ever grow up. I think they still go on holidays like that. Would that be fair? Would that be your take, Lucy?
Yeah, totally. But I don't think they talk when they go away. Like, I'll often say to Rich, you know, how's, you know, X, Y, and Z's wife? And he'll go, oh, we didn't really talk about her. So what did you talk about? Whereas when I come home from a girl's trip, I can tell you what they're going to eat for the next year. We really communicate. I don't think guys do.
We take it apart. We unpack it all. When lads come home and you ask them, actually, how did you get on? Or, you know, how are that couple? Or did you get any info on their new house or anything? It's just a vacuum, isn't it, Jane? No, you're nodding as well.
No, totally. Like, ask them. They'll be like, oh, yeah, my best friend broke up with his girlfriend of 5 years. And you'll be like, oh, my God,
what happened?
Jesus, I don't know. Like, they didn't ask.
So annoying.
They don't care.
I kind of admire their level of cool for not even delving into it and just moving on with
their
night.
It could never be me.
Whereas it would literally hijack a girl's night out, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. We'd all be like sobbing over our glasses of wine.
Incredible. Myself and my friends go away somewhere in the early May bank holiday. Best weekend ever. Look forward to it all year. And lots of that. Lucy, the Mini Breakers is out now and it's brilliant.
Yes. Oh, thank you, my friend.
Are you getting a good reaction? And most importantly, are your friends still talking to you?
Semi-ish. It's cooled. No, we're actually out on the 12th of June. So I need to get in fighting form for that because it's generally quite boozy. But yeah, they are. They're very chuffed and they want commission. And obviously I'm denying anything if one of them says, you know, am I the very boozy, annoying one? I'm like, no.
No, definitely not. No, loosely based on. Lucy Kennedy, thank you for joining us. And Jane Cowan
thank
in
you,
studio
Michael.
As well. Your article was in the Irish Examiner and it really did make us laugh today. Thank you to both of you. And add to book yourself that girl's trip if you haven't already.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.